sport, here's Joe Porter.
Atamaria. The US rugby coach, former Springboks assistant Gary Gold, says the timing of this weekend's test match against the All Blacks is poor. The United States have just finished the first round of qualifying for the 2023 World Cup, and after an aggregate loss to Uruguay, they must beat Chile in a home and away playoff to book their place at the tournament. The US play the All Blacks on Sunday in Washington, D.C., and because the test is outside World Rugby's international window, Gold and the US are missing most of their top players.
Our focus point at the moment now is Rugby World Cup qualification, and to now have to play the All Blacks, and have to be preparing to face a team of their calibre is obviously a massive task for us.
The test will be the first between the two sides since 2014. The New Zealand Paralympic swim champion Tupou Naufi misses the pool so much she's been taking extra showers just to get the feel of the water. Naufi has been in lockdown with her family in Mangere since winning her gold medal in Tokyo. It's now been 7 weeks since she was last in a pool, and having decided to aim towards next year's World Championships and Commonwealth Games, she's desperate to get back training.
Yeah, it's been crazy, and I've literally just been itching to get back into training. You know, it's been so long, and I've been taking multiple baths and showers in a day just to be able to feel the water.
The former White Ferns wicketkeeper Rachel Priest hit the highest ever score for the Hobart Hurricanes to guide them to a 63-run victory over the Melbourne Stars in Australia's T20 Big Bash League. Priest struck an unbeaten 107 from 68 balls, including 10 fours and 7 sixes, to score 70% of Hobart's 152 for 4. Scotland moved to the brink of reaching the second stage of the T20 World Cup in the UAE with a victory over Papua New Guinea, while Bangladesh kept their hopes alive with a convincing win over Hosts Oman. Scotland, who upset Bangladesh in their first game, beat Papua New Guinea by 17 runs, before Bangladesh beat Oman by 26 runs. And Manchester City bounced back from a loss to Paris Saint-Germain to crush Belgian club Brugge 5-1 and put their Champions League campaign back on track. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.